He's Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Tough night back on Saturday. The defense did enough to keep Vanderbilt in the game, but boy, the offense really had its struggles, didn't it?
Yeah, they really did. It was very disappointing, and it was a situation where, you know, I think Mississippi State, after being sort of ransacked defensively the week before against Auburn, really turned it up a notch, and they basically decided they were just going to come with a lot of pressure and see if they could disrupt the Vanderbilt offense. And as you guys know, if a defense is going to blitz you all night, they're going to come with a lot of pressure. You've got to run plays to make them pay for it. You know, you've got to hit screens, you've got to hit hot routes, you've got to occasionally, you know, hit the big play, and Vanderbilt never did. And it wasn't that those plays weren't there. And I think that's even bigger frustration. A lot of times Larry would just miss a wide open receiver, or he'd hit a receiver on the hands and the receiver wouldn't hang on. And the longer it went on, the more you could tell they started to press a little bit. And I think State began to feel like that they could keep Vanderbilt from scoring. And that whole conglomeration of events just came together to make it just a miserable offensive night. I mean, I don't think anybody looking at everything coming into that game would imagine that Vanderbilt would rush for 33 yards.
And, Joe, from a physical standpoint, and Bobby Johnson acknowledged this after the game, not happy about it, they essentially beat him up and took their lunch money.
Yep, I think there's a lot of soul searching that has to go on that side of the ball now. That was unexpected. And granted, there, you know, some injuries are playing a part, but you've got too many guys now that are good enough to play through that. And so, very disappointing. I heard you, Mark, earlier talking about the recovery on the five-yard line. I too thought that was a really key element. I thought if Vanderbilt, despite all their struggles in that first half, had stuck that ball in the end zone, I think everything changes. But, you know, they ran three running plays and didn't get in. And I think that was telling as well. I don't think there was a lot of confidence in really anything that offense could do. And that's why I think they hoped that they could just power the ball in, and it didn't happen. So, you know, I think this is a week that's going to, you know, be a lot of evaluation of a lot of guys. And a lot of things they're doing offensively. The no huddle didn't hurt in terms of, you know, they're not having problems running out of the no huddle. They're just having problems executing right now basic pitch and catch stuff. And so, you know, that's got to improve or this season's going to get really long.
And Joe, the question now is going to come up, should they make a change at quarterback? And I think our thinking on Saturday was, hey, Larry didn't have a good game, but there's plenty of blame to go around when you talk about the receivers and the O-line.
No, I agree, but I do think, and even Bobby acknowledged this on the postgame show with us, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, and maybe they should have given Mac a chance. I thought they would, if for no other reason, to shake things up and maybe just give a little bit of an infusion of confidence, or a little bit of, you remember the times that Mac has come in the past, mm-hmm. You know, just coming into the game might pick everybody up a notch. Okay, we've done this before, we can do it again. And then again, down that stretch, especially in the second half, Larry would complete a pass, they complete a couple of passes, they march down, they get into, you know, State territory, and you begin to feel like, okay, things are getting better. And then there'd be a mistake, a drop ball, a missed, you know, receiver or something. So they just never put it together for any length of time. Big disappointment, but gotta get over it. I mean, you see headlines and hear people talking about the season's gone. Well, we got 9 games left. It's way too early to be talking like that.
And Joe, in the final 30 seconds we have here, the defense was outstanding. Marv had another great game.
He was terrific. He was great. Sean Richardson was great. You know, Benoit and company. I mean, they kept Vanderbilt in that game on those numerous occasions, but they were on the field about 38 minutes. And that's just too much. And I think they got worn down at the end. They won't use that as an excuse. They were really upset they gave up that late touchdown, but they played tremendously well.
Joe will speak with you tomorrow.
And a call-in show tonight at 6:30 over at the Commodore Grill.